Dictation for Carol Aldrich, A-L-D-R-I-C-H, March 452. Address as a letter, Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M-E-S, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Shems, follow-up for Mrs. Aldrich, chronic kidney disease. Last visit in February. Doing salt, although not fluid restriction. Follows cardiology, Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no dyspnea, no oxygen, has a pacemaker. Just started to use CPAP machine. Cologuard was negative. Review system done being negative. Blood pressure at home remains high in the 150s, 160s over 70s and 80s. Losartan apparently was discontinued, remains on Norvasc. As the only blood pressure medication. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, a number of inhalers, present weight 180 is stable, blood pressure by nurse 140-179, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is in May, creatinine 1.5. This was done when she was still taking the losartan. Representing a GFR of 36, a stage 3B, with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium phosphorus, anemia 12.3, the protein creatinine ratio close to 0.4, minor elevated but non-nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, lightly diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome, kidneys in the small side without obstruction, testing for renal artery stenosis, Doppler was non-diagnostic but at the same time probably negative. Restart losartan, which is medication of choice for diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Our goal blood pressure should be around 130 over 70. We might increase losartan as tolerated. Each dose change, monitoring potassium and creatinine. Continue salt restriction, fluid intake according to thirst. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. We'll see her back on the next 3-4 months.